I'm Sunny Kane, and you're listening to the next Faith-Filled Step right here on Pilgrim Radio. Each week, we'll explore simple, practical ways to respond to God's Word in our everyday lives. Let's choose wisdom over willpower, purpose over pressure, and take the next faith-filled step together. One day, one moment, one decision at a time. Well, friends, today we're jumping into an episode that is a bit outside of the ordinary of what I bring. You know, our goal here is always to just help you figure out what are the practical steps that we can take to steward our lives well. And I know that there are some conversations that culture has that we can attempt to just avoid. We put our heads in the sand. And whether we're doing that because we just don't think that they're worth engaging, or whether it's because we just don't feel equipped to lean into them, there are some conversations worth engaging. Well, I don't know about you, but lately, everywhere I look, you see this on social media, you see it coming across the news, there's a lot of talks that are resurging on UFOs, right? You've got Steven Spielberg with a brand new movie, Disclosure Day, that has come out. And this generation is talking about it. You've got the government that is releasing all these UFO files. And is this something that we just ignore and put our fingers in our ear and pretend that the conversation doesn't exist? Or is there a way for us to be equipped as the church to lean into it? Well, that's the exact conversation that we're going to have today. And I have guest Derek Warfel on the program. He is an award-winning filmmaker who's got a new book coming out, UFOs and God, which offers a serious biblical response to the modern UFO narrative and its growing impact on the church. Now, this man holds a bachelor's in psychology from Princeton University, a master of theology from Dallas Theological Seminary, and an MFA in cinema from the University of Southern California. He spent 8 years on staff with Campus Crusade for Christ, but then devoted 4 decades to writing, directing, and producing films from a biblical Christian worldview as the owner and producer of Winter Star Productions. Derek is the executive producer of the companion documentary film UFOs and God, and both the book and the documentary are set to release in August. He is also developing a 6-week Bible study guide for small groups on this topic. So I felt like he was the right guest for the topic at hand. With that, I invite you to listen in on my conversation with Derek Warfel. Okay, folks, well, I am so excited to introduce you to today's guest. We have got Derek Warfel on the program talking about something that is surging right now in the conversations all around the world. And I said to him before we hit record that I felt like I needed this conversation. I'm someone who has shied away from this, and I've got teenagers in my home that are beginning to talk all about this, and that is UFOs, aliens, and the like. So, Derek, I want to thank you so much for being here with us today on the next Faith-Filled Step.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, before we dive in, this is kind of random, but I always love starting here because, you know, there's this difference between knowing about God and like knowing him personally. So for you, I would just love to hear what name of God or aspect of his character most resonates with you in this season.
I think it's always got to be God's love, you know? I mean, I think that's the one thing we need more than anything else is to know that God loves us. And most of the deceptions and sins we fall for, we believe that God doesn't love us and we need to take care of it ourselves. And then we basically offend God. So no, but knowing that God loves us is probably the most. And the other is truth. I'd say that God is true, that we know that we can trust him. We can trust him with absolute truth. We're not going to be lied to, as opposed to Satan, who is the father of lies. Yeah. And when I was at seminary, I studied, struggles people had, psychological things like that, and I came up with a theory that basically every single emotional psychological struggle we have comes back to the fact that we've believed a lie. Rather than God's truth. Mm-hmm. And so that has always been my guiding principle as both a filmmaker and as a writer and whatever. So, yeah.
Well, it's crazy. I know you have quite the background. It seemed very unique when I was looking it over. I'd love for you, for those of our audience members who have never heard about you, they're not familiar with you, help us get to know you a little bit today.
Well, let me start with why I did this subject. I'd say through the 80s, I just, like most people, thought it was just a myth. It was just kind of a fun sci-fi thing. And by the early 90s, I began to realize there were just a lot of credible people who said they'd seen UFOs and had talked to aliens. And I just kind of wrote that off as being ridiculous. But at a certain point, you know, when you start to see a lot of evidence, you have to start thinking, well, I need to find out, is there anything behind this? And as a Christian, I didn't have any category for this in my life. I had been with Campus Crusade for 8 years. I'd been to seminary. I've been a filmmaker for, you know, many, many years. And I picked up a book by John Ankerberg called The Truth About UFOs. And all of a sudden, just, duh, well, that's obviously what it is. You know, it's the supernatural realm that God created before he created us, the realm of angels. And one third of those angels rebelled against him and started a war against God. And that war has been going on ever since humans have been on this earth. And, the war is designed to take us away from God. And interestingly enough, every single civilization, every single religion admits there's a supernatural realm, you know. And when science came around in the 20th century, they kind of poo-pooed the idea of anything beyond the material world existing. But when you look at it, that is really the answer to what's going on here. This is just one of the many deceptions that the domain of darkness has thrown at us ever since the beginning of human history. The ancient Near Eastern gods, the ancient Egyptian gods, the Greek and Roman gods, the Arabic jinn, the fairies, whatever you want to call it, ghosts, poltergeists, everything paranormal, is designed to get us to fear them rather than our creator. And the only difference here is these UFOs in the sky. This is just another coat of paint on an old deception that's been going on for thousands of years. So I guess myself, my background, as I said, I went to Princeton University. I worked with Campus Crusade. I went to Dallas Seminary. And then I was crazy enough to get into the film industry. And mostly what I worked on are kind of just fun films like childhood adventures, science fiction film. The last two have been documentaries. And this one particularly, because I just began seeing so much nonsense about this online, and it's not just something that's different; it's something that's very dangerous, because these beings who are behind all this are trying to get us away from God and convince us that really these UFOs, which can run circles around our best fighter jets, are really from an advanced civilization in another galaxy, and they're here to bring us to the next level of human evolution, which is just nonsense. And I can explain why, but yeah. that's partly why I wrote this book.
Yeah, and you do. You've got this new book coming out. You guys are going to hear this before that has released. But we felt it was important to address this right now. I mean, this seems to be a conversation that is really surging right now. Can you tell us, for the average listener who goes, this is not what I'm used to on this program, we're talking about aliens, but I knew it was important we have this. Tell us what is happening culturally right now. What is the conversation on the table that maybe as Christians we've completely been avoiding?
Well, I think the thing is, you know, I think I tried to put myself in the position of one of your listeners. If I was listening, I would say, well, you know, we've got a war in Iran, we've got a war in Ukraine, I've got, you know, crime in the streets, we've got parties in this country that are fighting each other, we've got, you know, why am I concerned about UFOs? You know, I mean, really? And the reason I would say is because the source behind all the conflicts is the same. This is just another one of the ways that the domain of darkness is trying to get us away from God. If you're familiar with the Bible, it talks about three basic temptations: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. But there's one other one, and that is a direct attack by this beings, supernatural beings, demons, Satan, his minions. You see it in demonic possession. But this is something new, where literally these supernatural beings are entering our realm and trying to affect us directly, like the film Disclosure Day that just came out by Steven Spielberg, and the film basically whitewashes this whole thing of who these aliens are. People would say gray beings, right? That they're here, they're friendly people, and we're the ones who have been torturing them. Our film basically, and the book, brings up countless examples of people who have encountered these beings, and it hasn't been friendly. They have been probed, they've been experimented on, they've had their lives destroyed. We talked about several people who basically had lost their finances, lost their family, lost their house, and you don't hear any of that in Disclosure Day. The only people who've been hurt are the gray aliens, according to Steven Spielberg. And that's just not true. I mean, we've researched this pretty thoroughly. And I think my goal in this book, and I was executive produced the film, is to warn people, particularly the church, that this is a very dangerous thing. It's not just cool thing about these UFOs floating around in space and isn't that cool, but people who've had contact with them will tell us that they communicate. And when they ask questions about theology, the answers are 180 degrees opposite what the Bible says. These beings do not believe in a personal God. And if they don't believe in a personal God, they believe in a God force. If they don't believe in a personal God, then God can't be sinned against. And if God can't be sinned against, there's no judgment day. And if there's no judgment day, there's no need for a savior. And Jesus is just an ascended guru. And really, the answer to life and getting better is reincarnation. Well, if that doesn't sound like New Age religion to you, mm-hmm. I don't know what does.
Yeah.
And in fact, they probably invented it. So this is kind of a full-on attack on Christians, and particularly on young people. I'd mention just one more thing and I'll stop, is, these craft have been tracked by Navy vessels going anywhere between 40,000 and 200,000 miles an hour. That's starting at Mach 50. The fastest jets we have are about Mach 3 to Mach 5. They can run circles around what we've got. And so the question is, if they're that far advanced technologically, maybe they have better answers to who we are, why we're here, what our purpose is, than some dusty old evangelist 2,000 years ago named Jesus. Kids want something that's now, that's really cool. And what's cool is really dangerous.
It's interesting. I find myself just imagining this conversation landing on people. And I think that you can have people that maybe have, like, the idea of UFOs, like you, they say, yeah, this is a spiritual phenomenon. I do believe in this. But what about the person who's a skeptic, maybe has said, this is absolutely not true. It's why I avoid it. What would you say to that person right now?
Well, I'd say there's a lot of videos online that you can check them out from Navy vessels. You can look at the government releases and look at their tracking with video,
yeah,
radar, forward infrared radar, not just people's eyesight, two guys sitting in a swamp drinking hooch. I mean, this is basically, you can look at the videos yourself. One that came out that changed the whole conversation was 2017, came out through the U.S., through New York Times. It was a Navy video, and there's a bunch of them now. There's a lot more now of vessels that, we, in fact, in our film, we interviewed one of the Navy Navy radar operators who tracked one of these UFOs for like 3 days. And I mean, it's like, well, you can just say, well, it doesn't exist, I don't believe it. But at a certain point, there's just too much evidence out there that something is going on. And these ships are not just random things. Let me put it this way. We interviewed an astrophysicist called Hugh Ross, at Reasons to Believe. And he said they have determined that about 99% of the sightings are probably explainable by natural means. Things like, let's see if I can find it here. You know, clouds. Oh, here it is. Aircraft, satellites, fireworks, hoaxes, pranks. Could just be mental dysfunction for certain people, solar flares, something called Fata Morgana, which is like mirages. But there's 1% that just cannot be explained that way. And you can ignore it. You know, I suppose it's not affecting your life right now. But I believe this is a coming deception. Because more and more, and it's gaining traction, as more and more people believe this, you know, they're going to say, well, these beings are far advanced to us. We should be listening to them. Now, that hasn't, it hasn't reached a tipping point yet, but the reason we're doing this is because we believe it will. Hopefully it won't, you know, but we believe it will. And it's going to, and as I said, the danger is they deny everything that's Christian, these beings. And we interview in the film several people who have had contact, and you can watch and see if you think they're crazy or not. And I have a whole chapter in the book basically just going sighting after sighting after sighting after sighting. And you have to look at it and decide, can I just dismiss all of this? Or is there something going on here? You know, all I'm saying is we want to make people prepared for when this really hits full force. Because I think the churches, it's just like, you know, when other cults began, like for instance, when I give an example in the book, when Darwin and Lyle were doing this thing saying, well, God didn't create the world, it started by evolution. And he went down to the Galapagos Islands and whatever. I mean, the normal person on the street goes, who the heck is Darwin, right? But 100 years later, you cannot go to a university and not hear that evolution is the foundation of all science today. You know, and I just see that it's coming. And this is basically to give an answer, because I just see people saying, well, these beings are so much advanced intellectually, technically than us. They must have better answers than us. Why are we fooling around with these old notions of God? You know, so anyway, that's my point.
So as go ahead.
No, that's it.
So as you have been, you know, doing this study, you mentioned several times, and curiosity is like, I just can't not ask the question. I do want us to get into just some of the practical of just spiritually how to, you know, the framework for this. But as you were researching different, you said you've interviewed people who feel like they've had conversations. Can you tell us about like one of the most fascinating encounters that you heard about and what that was like?
Oh gosh. Well, the three that are the couple that are in our film, one is a person who has worked on the film. She grew up in Florida. Her first contact was when she was lying in bed one night and she saw some gray figures coming through the ceiling and one on the end of her bed. And basically she floated out of the room. And she was walking down the street and she sees this kind of what looks like a spacecraft at the end of the street. And she thinks she's holding the hand of her fifth sister. And she looks up and she sees this gray alien. And the alien says, I'm your sister. And she says, no, you're not. He says, yes, I am. And she had these recurring abductions happening through her childhood years and early teen years. And then she came to Christ and was able to get out of that whole thing. We had another person who basically, you know, found himself, his whole life was just being destroyed by these counters of beings coming in and looking through the curtains at him with kind of blazing red eyes. Mm-hmm. And you can watch him. I mean, a lot of people are afraid to share this stuff because people think they're nuts. Mm-hmm. And I can understand it too. So I think that, yeah, literally, but we have several testimonies of people in there, and that's kind of unique from the other things, as well as there's people have just seen the spacecraft. There was an encounter over Phoenix years ago called the Phoenix Lights. Maybe you heard about that, where supposedly a huge spacecraft flew over Phoenix with lights on the edge of the thing, a triangular shape. I mean, like literally a couple football fields wide and maybe a half mile wide. And thousands of people saw it. And even they interviewed the governor the next day. And he said it wasn't like any craft he had ever seen, you know, and it certainly wasn't, as far as we knew, a U.S. craft or a Soviet craft or a, you know, so I think that, you know, there's a lot of people who claim, and I spend a whole chapter in the book just going through about 40 different types of encounters that people have had. And you can read them and decide for yourself. Yeah. Because that's the main thing. You know, yes, something's going on. And no, they're not from another galaxy. We talked to Hugh Ross, who is the head of Reasons to Believe. He's an astrophysicist, and he just gives damning testimony in both the book and in the film on why they can't be. Number one is because the Earth is just far too unique. There's so many constants, the tilt of the Earth, the distance from the moon, the asteroid belt, other things that make advanced life on Earth possible. Then there's the distances. Just even the distance across our Milky Way, our galaxy, is 150,000 light years. It would take 150,000 years traveling at the speed of light to get to a radio signal or something else. And the other is the possibility of life happening by chance. They ran a calculation that even just for one bacterium to happen by chance, not advanced life, just one simple bacterium, it would be 10 to the 556th power to one. That's 10 followed by 556 zeros to one for it to happen by chance. Just by comparison, the California State Lottery, you just have to have 10 to the ninth power to one. You know, it's like literally they are not from our universe. They're from another dimension. And what's that other dimension? Well, the Bible calls it heaven, you know. And even those in the UFO community are starting to admit they can't be from our galaxy. They're from another dimension that can cross into our dimension of three dimensions of space and one of time. But it's not our universe. It's not the material universe that scientists are stuck with. Mm.
So help us with like a biblical, I guess, framework for this. You know, I know that the Bible talks about angels, evil spirits, unexplained phenomena. I mean, can you kind of walk us through that right now?
Sure. Just briefly. I mean, it's like before God created us, the Bible clearly indicates that he created something called the angelic realm. And we know that because the angels rejoiced at creation. So they were around before creation. However, the Bible also tells us there's one being called Lucifer, who was the chief angel, who broke bad and decided to rebel against God. And he got one third of the holy angels to rebel against God. And all those angels and Lucifer have been at war with God and seeking to destroy us. Satan cannot get back at God himself. He's too powerful. But he can go after us. And so that's what he does, to deceive us, to get us to follow him. And that's been happening throughout all of history. As I said, basically, there's been the whole paranormal realm, the whole supernatural realm, ghosts, poltergeists, ancient gods, yeah, is all part of that. And these UFO beings are just the latest coat of paint on an old deception. You know, they and they're very good at it. I mean, Satan's the father of lies. And so literally that's what's going on. It's part of that. There's a book, and that's partly what my title of my book is, Revealing Deception and Truth Behind the Supernatural Invisible War. That there's this invisible war that's been going on. And I got that from when I was at seminary. I heard a theologian called Donald Gray Barnhouse, who wrote a book called The Invisible War. And literally Satan's goal is to get everybody to follow him or to deny God. And that has been going on since then, to prove God doesn't have the right to rule. And you can see that even when he tempted Jesus Christ, he says, just bow down before me and I'll give you all these kingdoms of the world. You know, because he was trying to separate God the Father from God the Son. He's always trying to defeat God. He's not going to, but that's his goal. And this is just part of that. And I go into that. I have a couple of chapters in the book. Who are holy angels? What are their characteristics? Who are the fallen angels? What are their characteristics? And what about throughout all of history, what are the examples of various ways these angelic fallen angels have come after us? And then, you know, you said something about practical stuff. I have a couple of chapters in there about spiritual warfare. I wasn't thinking when I was writing this book that I'd be writing a couple chapters about spiritual warfare, but that's what this is. There's the ordinary spiritual warfare. We're being tempted by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. Then there's the very special spiritual warfare where we're being tempted directly by Satan or one of his fallen angels. You remember the Bible says, you know, if you're confronted by Satan, you know, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. And that's what I talk about. What are the things that you can do to resist this temptation? One of them, just as a practical example, is somebody says, come out here, there's a UFO, come and see it. My advice is don't. Okay. First of all, chances are 99% of the time it's not going to be a real UFO. But the 1% of the time that it is, every time these UFOs appear, they're there to try to, how can I say it, hypnotize you. A lot of the UFOs have flashing lights. Who knows if that sequence is there to distract you? Mm-hmm. People who have stopped and got out of their car to look at these UFOs find that all of a sudden they lose contact with time. They wake up several hours later, you know, and it's like literally there's a deception there. I mean, for example, we know that people with epilepsy, if they see strobe lights, can totally zonk out. So maybe these beings have figured out a way just by lights and sounds, just like a swinging watch, to kind of hypnotize us. And people will say that literally, just like under hypnosis, you lose your conscious control of your body and your thoughts. So my thing is, don't put yourself in that situation. On the other hand, if you are confronted directly by something like one of these weird aliens, you know, you have authority over them. Jesus says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And in Ephesians 2, it says, you've been seated with Christ in the heavenly places, far above all rule, all authority, and every name that's named. That's why Christians can cast out demons from people. Mm. Now, in this case, you don't have to do that. You just have to say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. You'd have no place here, you know? So if you're confronted directly, like it says, submit to the Lord and, you know, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. He doesn't have a choice because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Mm-hmm. I know this is a little bit abstract for an afternoon podcast. Yeah. But basically, it's important to know that you are secure in Christ. Do not doubt. Satan will try to get you to doubt that God's in control. And again, it gets back to the same thing. It's basically the thing that Satan is trying to get you to believe, that God does not love you. So don't trust God, trust yourself or trust me, you know. And, you know, so that's the practical aspect is that, you know, what you know about spiritual warfare is what happens in most every normal, everyday encounters. Ephesians 6, the armor of God, the armor of the Christian. But the other aspect is if you're confronted directly, you know, do not be afraid. Greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. And just by the authority God has given you, tell them to be gone, you know, and leave. Don't hang around. I mean, so just the danger is, you know, the old saying, curiosity killed the cat, you know, is that people are just excited by the supernatural, by tarot cards, I can know the future, or by Ouija boards, connecting with a dead spirit, or going to mediums or other things like that. Don't, because you're opening up your mind and your heart to these things. If you remember the film Beetlejuice, the demon basically says, just say my name a couple times. And why is that? Because you have to invite them in. And if you invite them in, I mean, even stopping and looking, I mean, I see people who basically are driving down the highway, they see a UFO and they stop and they look at it and they stay there. You're just basically saying, okay, I'm open, come on in. And the thing that scares me is that there are documentaries online right now by a guy called Stephen Greer. He says, here's the way you can contact UFOs. You sit around with transcendental meditation and you see these little dots of light that they've videotaped. And I'm thinking, these people are calling demons to themselves.
Yeah.
Don't they realize what they're doing?
Yeah. It's funny because I'm one of the people that I've had friends throughout my life think that I'm a little, I don't know, I guess you could say woo-woo, because when it comes to the demonic realm, I'm very aware of it. I mean, I can tell you stories from childhood where you cannot convince me that I did not experience a demon and see it with my eyes over and over and over again. Now, you know, part of my history is I grew up in a cult, lots of spiritual abuse, somebody who was using God's word to actually bring harm. And so I experienced a lot of that. So no part of me, if somebody tells me they saw a demon, I'm into the conversation and I believe it and I have the tools. But I'll be honest, Derek, I am the girl who put my fingers in my ears and a blindfold on my eyes and said, UFOs, I ain't going to engage that conversation.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I in this Spielberg film, there's this one thing in the film where this lady seems to be taken over by this force. And instead of speaking, she starts clicking. And a friend that we talked to in this, doing our documentary, said they remember that clicking sound.
Oh, wow.
And literally at that part of the film, I put my fingers in my ear. And the reason why is because as a filmmaker, I've studied this concept of subliminal suggestion. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Basically that under the other sounds, there can be subliminal suggestions to control you. I could give you a bunch of examples, probably don't have time. But yeah, so literally, why expose yourself to that? They are trying to deceive you. They are trying to hypnotize you. One of the guys, there was a document a couple of years ago by Gary called Gary Bates, an Aussie, which is really good. It's called Alien Intrusion. And he basically said it clicked with him as he studied the subject how similar the, how can I say, abduction experience is to hypnosis. That literally it's the concept of missing time and several other things. And as I studied it, I said, you know, that is a very good insight that they are trying to hypnotize you. I think I bring up a couple examples in the book, how that could be, you know, where it's almost like mass hypnosis. And I just say, don't, if you open yourself up, the spirits come in, you know, and that's what you're dealing with. Oh, look, one last thing before I close up, because this is important. You know, they will tell you now abduction is slightly different than demonic possession. It's not, you're still outside. The demon isn't inside you, but he's outside you controlling your mind. And sometimes they can lift you off your bed. And like this, these other people, supposedly, I don't know if it's all in your mind or if it actually is happening physically. There's a big debate on that. But the thing is, they tell you once these abductions have started, you cannot stop them. There's nothing you can do to stop them. But we found that there is one thing you can do, and that is calling out in the name of Jesus Christ to save you. there's a story, and we have it on, there's a video of it. The guy is being lifted off the bed. He doesn't want to go. And right in the middle of this, he calls out, "Jesus, save me." And he's dropped back on the bed. Literally, does that tell you who these beings are?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I, before we end, I think that just as a parent, I do have, I've got a young adult and a teenager who recently I heard talking about Disclosure Day coming out. And I just kind of overheard them talking. And my daughter and her boyfriend said, yeah, we totally believe in aliens. And she said about her boyfriend, we actually believed that we saw one at one point. Now, my daughter is a believer. She loves the Lord. And she said it, and it scared the heck out of me. So I am guessing across the homes in the world, some of this stuff is starting to come to the table with this conversation coming out, with Disclosure Day coming out. How would you guide a parent to lean into that conversation rather than shying away from it?
Well, you can have them read my book.
Yes, do that.
Because I go into more detail on this. That's what we did. And it's not that I'm going to make a lot of money off this. I probably will lose money. But that's why we did the documentary. The documentary is coming out in the first of early September, because we wanted to prepare and equip people for the conversation. Say that there's another answer other than the one that you're hearing, that they're intergalactic visitors. So, you know, that's basically what we want to do, is give you information for yourself, for your children, for your church, because I believe this is just like the many cult deceptions that have come across the last 200 years. 150 years ago, probably no one heard about Darwin or Lyell. And yet today, every university you go to says that evolution's the only solution, you know? But the point is, and I think, you know, if the Lord tarries for another 100 years, we're going to say, well, you know, today people really didn't believe in UFOs, but now we know it's true, you know. And I think that, you know, Christians need to be prepared for this coming, essentially like a new cult that's coming to deceive us. And pretty soon people are going to reject that we're right, that it's a supernatural beings. Mm-hmm. That's what I can just say, you know. And I'm going to submit for Disclosure Day, I wrote an article just after I saw it, because I knew people would be asking me. I'll send you a copy by email. You're welcome to post it to use it, because basically it whitewashes what's happening. It says that the aliens are good, humans are bad. Mm-hmm. Humans basically tortured the aliens, and that's bad, and the government kept this information from us. The truth is, as we have studied this thing, well, at least for 5 years, and I've been involved in looking over it for years more than that, that literally they're the ones who abuse humans. They will probe them. They will do experiments on them. They have destroyed people's lives. You don't have to take my word for it. Look at Travis Walton. Just look at Whitley Strieber, who wrote a book on it. Look at a guy called Jack Sp- No, it's, I keep getting it wrong. It's Jim Sparks. Jim Sparks, called The Keepers. He gives his experiences of being abducted by these people. And you decide if that's what you want for your life. I mean, it's literally, these guys are being honest, and they're not Christians. I mean, they're just basically saying these are their experiences. It's all negative. And Disclosure Day doesn't bring that up once. Mm-hmm. Not once. And I don't know why I don't know. I don't want to make aspersions on Spielberg and David Kep, what they're thinking, but they obviously didn't do their homework, because there's far more examples of dangers of these beings, just physically, mentally. Forget about the doctrinal differences for Christians. They destroy people's lives. They're not, sometimes they'll help people, you know, to get trust. It's just like familiar spirits with mediums or other things. You get certain perks, but there's always the downside, right? You know? And so, yeah, it's all part of the occult. Mm-hmm. There's somebody wrote a book a while back called The Beautiful Side of Evil. Literally, there's sides to evil that look good, and then the further you get involved in it, you realize it's controlling your life. And that's what this is.
Oh, well, that just sounds like basic sin, right? It promises you so much, mm-hmm. like you're going to mm-hmm. have, and it'll give you this temporary satisfaction, but yep. it's, or like I should say temporary pleasure, but it's not satisfaction. Only he, when we taste and see that he is good, he is the one that gives us that, you know, eternal satisfaction, something this world cannot offer, but oh my goodness. Well, that paper you were talking about, I would love to link that in our show notes for Absolutely. Our guests. So I will get Feel my free. Hands on that before we put this out. Now, where can our listeners find out more about you, more about this upcoming book?
Well, I have a website for the book. It's UFOsandGodBook.com. And this is the book. Let's see if I can get it in focus
there
here.
You go.
Okay. Anyway, and the film is the same thing, UFOsandGod.com. You can go there. There's a trailer. You can look at the trailer. It's also on the book site. And we also give some information away just on the book for free. But it's meant to be a guide for Christians to help them to not get trapped by this, because, well, you know, it's just like when the press has a narrative to tell, they swamp everything and overwhelm you, and there's no other side to things. So this is just our humble effort to put out the other side of the issue, that as Christians, and, you know, I spent time as a, you know, seminary graduate to make sure that what I was saying was as accurate as possible. There's a lot I don't know about this subject, because they call the occult the hidden things, you know, and the Bible tells us, it says, you know, the things revealed are for us and our children, but things not revealed are for God alone. And so we don't know everything, but we know enough to know you need to avoid this,
yeah.
you know, so that's it. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I am so grateful for, go ahead.
There's one thing, by the way, the book isn't coming out till August, but you can pre-order it on Barnes and Noble.
Okay.
I keep forgetting to say that. My publisher tells me, don't forget to say that.
I did see it on Amazon is ready for pre-order too. So doesn't that help you?
Yes, you can pre-order on Amazon. You can pre-order on Simon & Schuster. It's being distributed by them. You can pre-order on Barnes and Noble. I'm going to try to get some book signings done here as we get closer to the release. So yeah, absolutely. You can get it. It'll be on most major sites. So
okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we will get connected to that. And as we're headed out here, Derek, is there any way that our listeners could be praying for you as this releases? And what would you specifically like prayer for?
Protection. Mm. I mean, if what we're saying is true, there's going to be a lot of attacks. And there have been. I mean, over these last couple of years, I've gotten cancer. People on the directors have had health problems. Our other producer has had problems with his house. I mean, it's like literally there's technical problems that go wrong with the film. I mean, every time the director wants to output the film, there's a glitch, you know, and he's been doing this for years. So it's not like he's just an amateur. So yeah, just protection, and God would help us get this out, because obviously if what I'm saying is true, then there is opposition out there that's trying to stop this. So I would value that. Yes, absolutely.
Well, let's go ahead and pray for that right now before I let you go. I don't like being a person that says, I'll pray for you. Let's just do it. Heavenly Father, thank you for Derek. Thank you for his ministry. Thank you for his just knowledge today. And right now, we are asking as a community here at Pilgrim Radio that you would protect Derek, that you would protect his team as this message comes out into the world, Father. Thank you that no weapon that is formed against him will prosper. I pray that no matter what comes his way, that his eyes would be fixed on you, that he would be reminded, and all of his teammates reminded, that they are in fact seated in heavenly places. I pray in every place that they see the accusation of the enemy, the resistance of the enemy, Father, that they would see you moving just in direct opposition. Thank you that Derek already has the victory. And I pray that you would give him the strength to walk in that victory. But God, would you just protect him? Just surround around him in this season. And Father, we pray that as people encounter his book, Lord, that they might come to know you more, that we would see warriors that are just rising up in a generation that sometimes we've put our head in the sand, but may we be voices who rise up and speak to the kingdom of God and to the reality that we can resist the enemy and he will flee. God, your name holds all power. So God, may we not walk in any fear in this, Father. We thank you for this conversation. We thank you for Derek, and we pray that you would receive all the glory and all the praise in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I appreciate this conversation. I feel a little bit more equipped to go in and talk to my kids about this.
Hopefully it doesn't seem too spooky, but it's real. You know, that there's a spiritual war and it is real.
Yeah, you know? I think it does seem spooky. And I think that it feels spooky mostly because sometimes, let's just face it, sometimes the church, there's these pendulums. Sometimes we used to talk about spiritual warfare a whole lot more than this generation talks about it. And I think it's important that we lean into these conversations. I even think talking about the demonic realm people are afraid of. There's a level of it, you know?
Well, you know, there's a French writer called Baudelaire who wrote, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. You know,
yeah.
Sun Tzu says, if you don't know who your enemy is, you're going to get beaten every time. So,
yeah,
you know, that's what we're trying to do is just, you know, forewarned is forearmed, basically. So
awesome.
Thank you again for having me on the show.
Yes, thank you so much. We hope you have a great day and good luck on the release of your book.
Thank you very much. Right. Thanks, Sunny.
Well, friends, I pray today's conversation helps you to feel a little bit more equipped with this conversation that is happening in culture. Our guest was Derek Warfel. And if you want to share this program with a friend anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or YouTube, you'll find the next faith-filled step there. With that, I'm looking forward to being with you again next week. Well, thanks for listening to the next Faith-Filled Step right here on Pilgrim Radio. This week, look for one way to respond to what God is revealing in your life. One day, one moment, one decision at a time.